Bradford. Serious steps must be taken with the human military. Fortunately, we have virtually complete control of their command structure. We will, of course, not be betrayed by the implanted human or the uplifted creatures. Nonetheless, I agree it is wise to have the implanted human taken into custody, as their social structure makes her death undesirable, difficult for a certainty. Do you think that this Kartop will understand the implications of the device he has been provided with for securing her compliance? Asked the High Five Spike. There are certain inherent dangers involved. We do not want the trigger phrases to be discovered. The calculators indicate a very low probability. He is unaware that the device would affect anyone except this Virginia Shaw. He is quite unaware of what it actually does. It contains the standard self-destruct booby traps, after all. In the diffuse green light, cringing figures moved hastily between the spiky shadows reclining in their water baths. The slaves were careful not to make any noise that might disturb their masters. To do so was to invite certain pain, if not death, and even the most wretched slaves still clung to life. The air was full of hissing sighs. The squat, blue-furred, four-armed slave carrying the bucket of live baby Nerba, the master species' favorite snack, almost gagged at the thickness of the naphthalene reek. Still, one of the overfile is dead at the hands of a human. We cannot allow the subject races to think that this is even possible, let alone something that will go unpunished. Is there any chance that word could spread back among the mag nests or the human hives? The Nerba carrier did not allow the faintest change in his posture or manner to betray his pleasure. The implant in his head said that the death of one of the overfile was an awful thing, but the Nerba carrier's hatred of the overfile and all their works was almost as intrinsic to him as the programming not to attack a Kuroge was in his implanted soft cyber chip. He walked closer to one of the inner high and placed the Nerba cub on the floor. The soft-furred little creature creeled weakly and hungrily. A dart hissed out of one of the Kuroge killing spines and impaled it. The little thing screamed as the neurotoxins were pumped into it. The purple seventh instar heaved itself out of the bath, humped over the prey, and began to avert its stomach into the snack. Nerba died slowly. This one was still pleading weakly as the digestive enzymes liquefied its flesh. Controlling his revulsion, the slave walked on to the next inner high of the Pentarch. This one was speaking, so he waited respectfully. They are still putative subjects. I hold, despite their dexterity, that these humans will make poor slaves. The purple seventh instar that was busy feeding clattered its spines again. Those we have captured and implanted have proved more than adequate.
But their ability to resist our mag client species is better than predicted. And if the confused reports coming from their media are to be believed, there is a possibility that our plans and works might be uncovered.
As always, that being its principal function, the High Five Spike was the voice of caution. The ruling Five High shifted in her water bath.
It is a low probability, considering the level of influence we have on their leadership structure. But nonetheless, we must send in a cleanup squad, and perhaps step up supplies of materiel from the spawn ship to our client species. See that the mag are contacted on the closed beam, and given such information as the cleanup team can gather. As a final alternative, there is always direct action. We have a large slave army, potentially, at our disposal.
The youngest of the inner high flicked his spines in respectful assent. The slave had learned to read the clatters as clearly and easily as the soft cyber implant had taught him the overfile's speech.